أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الله خير أما يشركون. أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون. أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this particular time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commands him to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For one is this, that in all the incidents we had seen of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always kept the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam dominant. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always given them victory. Those who had brought iman with them, they had also acquired victory. And all this was done through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Secondly, that these were nations that were destroyed. The people of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam, the people of Thamud. And then of course, the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam were also destroyed. But praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would never destroy your ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy your ummah completely and totally. And this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So say alhamdulillah for this fact also. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat makes the second command, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. And say salam, in other words, send salutations and peace upon those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen. Now by and large here, the commentators have expressed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send salam upon the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam that had preceded him. In other words, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And of course, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously the ummah is also charged and commanded with this duty to continue. Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, or are those gods and deities that they have ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better? Then when you read these incidents, do you not see that these people are those who worshipped idols? They called upon the idols to help and assist them. These idols did not come to their help. These idols did not assist them. All the deities were futile and useless. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always emancipated His banda, His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always kept them dominant. Yes, there were sufferings in the initial stages. There were sacrifices. There were difficulties. But always the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was dominant. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّبَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat for several ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about different aspects of the qudrat and the power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at each time Allah Rabbul Izzat asks one simple question, أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah. Is there any ilah? Is there any deity? Is there any god with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can anyone, can any power, can any being be equated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And hence in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those great creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself had created. And together with that, these, whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat created and whatever Allah mentions, can never be the act of any other being, can never be the act of any other God that people have worshipped or any other power. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then who created the skies and the earth? Not only created the skies and the earth, وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent for you rains from the sky. That is only the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again and again, we are reminded of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there is no being that could have created another earth. There is no being that could have created another sky. No one has done it up to this day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a different aspect, that with regards to the waters coming down from the clouds, there is that cycle that takes place, that evaporation that takes place, condensation, the saturation of clouds, etc., the formation, the coming down of rain, and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed man, that these are the outward means. But man can never ever do it on his own, but it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then going further, فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَحْجَى. And then through this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused flourishing gardens to come up and to spring up. And again, that is the doings and the deeds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man is in the stage of life where man has created many, many things, but could man create any chemical that will replace this water, that will bring up the crops on the ground? Man has never, and man has failed to do so, and man can never do so, because this is the doing and the deeds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. It is not possible for you to bring up and bring forth the trees that come up from the ground. أَإِلَهُمَّ Allah. Is there any ilah? Is there any God? Is there any deity? Is there any power? Is there any might with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we equate anyone else to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Definitely not. بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. But they were a community that ascribed equals to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And of course, they are wrong in doing so. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Allah Rabbul Izzat asked the question that who has created the earth قَرَارًا, a means and an abode for man to settle upon. وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا. And in between this earth, in the midst of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created its waters. One is the water that comes down from the sky, and we need to think about this great qudrat of Allah. One is the water that comes down from the sky, that is also a great qudrat of Allah. But if there was no other arrangement Allah had made on the ground, if there were no rivers flowing, if there were no springs coming up, if the waters were unable to be dammed and collected, then also there would have been difficulty for man. But that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen to. وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَا. And Allah Rabbul Izzat had created for the earth is rawasi, in other words the mountains, so that the earth will be stabilized when the earth revolves and rotates. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made between the oceans a barrier, a partition, and that is the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've discussed ayats of this nature before, that on the one hand the water is sweet and the water is brackish for other, and on the other hand, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this great qudrat of Allah. أَيْلَهُمَّ Allah. Is there any ilah? Is there any God? Is there any deity? Is there any power? Is there any might that is equal to Allah? بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them do not know, they do not understand this great qudrat of Allah, that this is only the hand of the power of Allah, and this is only the work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.